News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. There is Brett Favre, Green Bay Packers news today. There's a 1:30 news conference at Lambeau Field. Brett Favre will take place by telephone. The announcement is going to be that next year, in the 2015 season, Favre's number 4 will be retired, and Favre will go into the Packers Hall of Fame. What's the timing behind this? Well, the Packers are reconstructing their Hall of Fame and part of the atrium at Lambeau Field. It will be ready in 2015 in time for the induction ceremony. The exact timing, though, that will be confirmed later today. Can we carry that news conference here? We're waiting for confirmation. Many of these things belong to the NFL Network and to Packers.com. Not clear if they'll be shared yet with the Packers Radio Network. We'll have coverage through the afternoon here at WSAU. A very short ceasefire, about 7 hours between Israel and Hamas. It seems to be holding for the time being. Here's Sky News reporter David Bowden.
Proportionately, compared with the last one, we're further in and it's still all quiet. Remember, the last one was supposed to be for 3 days, 72 hours, and it collapsed inside two. So far, so good. But of course, this is really all about what Israel does. Hamas has not signed up to this. So if Hamas starts chucking rockets into Israel and Israel reacts, then the ceasefire will, of course, collapse. If Israel holds off and the Iron Dome takes out the rockets, then it may well have a chance of lasting close to, if not all, the 7 hours. And remember, it's only a partial ceasefire. Down in the south, in Rafah, Israel is continuing the fight against Hamas. So the shelling down there has not stopped.
Now, the United Nations continues protesting Israeli targeting of a UN-sponsored school from last week. One person was injured in a Saturday afternoon motorcycle crash near Gleason. Lincoln County deputies say two motorcycle riders were traveling on Highway 17 near Gross Lane. They encountered a group of deer near the road. The first biker was able to stop safely. The other was not. The rider of the second motorcycle was 72-year-old Dale Kilgore, and he had a passenger, Janet Kilgore, who were both ejected, but they suffered only minor injuries. Merrill Ambulance and Town of Russell first responders assisted. Lincoln County officials say a man escaped serious injury when his truck rolled over on Saturday afternoon. He's 71-year-old Francis Bennett, traveling on Highway 51 in Bradley. His truck and camper went into the ditch near Crass and Kelpham Roads. The truck and pop-up camper suffered significant damage, but Bennett suffered only minor injuries. He was taken to Wausau Hospital. As for the cause, that's still under investigation. The date's been set, August 26th, for the U.S. Court of Appeals in Chicago to hear arguments on Wisconsin's same-sex marriage ban. Julaine Appling, the executive director of the Wisconsin Family Council, which supports the ban, says this is an appeal of the ruling from earlier this summer.
I knew once I saw this filed in the Western District Court on February 3rd that it was going to be Judge Barbara Crabb who got it too. You know, she's just building this type of legacy. So, was I disappointed profoundly, but I was not surprised. This is very much a case that's in her wheelhouse for this kind of decision.
Wisconsin's appeal has also been filed with a similar challenge for an Indiana constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Police continue to investigate what happened over the weekend at a tavern in Rothschild.
Initial reports from Rothschild Police Chief Jeremy Hunt say a 25-year-old man was shot at PJ's Logjam about 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. There was a fight involving several people, but they're not sure what started the fight or how many people were involved. The gunshot victim was initially taken to St. Clair's, but later transported to Aspirus Wausau Hospital. The man's name and medical condition have not been released. Investigators are asking the public to come forward if they have any information about the fight. We've got contact information on our website. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
With the start of the deer season not that far off, the DNR is again asking you to do a head count of deer. It's part of the annual Operation Deer Watch. Brian Dewey is the DNR survey coordinator, and he says this is helping to track the number of new deer births and the overall size of the deer herd.
This is a great way for people who are hunters and non-hunters alike to participate in deer management in the state. And all they really have to do is just report the types and numbers of deer that they see in their normal day-to-day activities.
Now, the DNR would like you to use a special deer tally sheet, and we have the link at WSAU.com. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies for today with a few showers and storms, most numerous around Wausau or farther south, a high of 76, east-southeast wind at 5 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog, a low down to 55. For tomorrow, partly cloudy and comfortable, a high of 77. Wednesday, partly or mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We had those thunderstorms roll through just in time to help empty out the fairgrounds, and we did get some much-needed rain as well. With a chance of more thunderstorms, get the real-time weather radar anytime on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.